오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자. 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자. 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자. 그런 반전 있는 여자.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your
week. What was that? What was that?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Funny.
Okay.
I'll tell you in a minute. Damn it, Jared, you made me forget what I was saying.
Hi, everybody.
You're introducing us. Hi, everybody. Welcome to TGIF Radio Show. That is Renee.
We're back.
What's your name?
My name is Drew, and this is Be Jared, the handsome young fellow.
Hi, Jared. Do you want to know who that was singing?
Yeah.
Actually,
well,
yes, we can't call him the young
I'll tell you.
Was it a Swedish rapper named Cheek?
No.
What?
It is
Who's
not
that?
A Swedish rapper named
it's
Cheek.
A Swedish rapper named Cheek. I don't know.
And no, they're not saying Gangnam Style.
That's
no.
exactly what
okay,
they're saying.
Okay, I'll tell you what this is. This is a song called Gangnam Style by a South Korean pop artist named Psy. The video for this song was uploaded in July of this year, and since then has garnered almost 175 million views on YouTube.
I thought it was
it a cool video or what?
It's a good song, and it is pretty cool.
Yeah, show me the video when we get to unrecorded.
We'll do unrecorded gold, and then we'll show you the video. But it's pretty hilarious. It is taking the world by storm, and this guy was on the Today Show.
Yeah,
actually, and everybody was freaking out. It was awesome. Because this is actually, I kind of like this.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's saying.
I would dance in the club to this. I'd flail my arms.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd do the Bernie.
Do the Bernie.
Dance like a white person. Oh, is that what that's called when you just wiggle your arms?
The Bernie.
You have to see Ben do it. He does.
Ben can Bernie.
Ben can do the
Bernie. By the way, we need to hook up a trip to go see Ben one of these days.
We will. For those of you who don't know who Ben is, he is a friend of ours.
We will hold a show in Wazoo and do that there.
WSU Pullman.
Just for Ben. Whenever we go, we'll pack up the equipment and the cars and go.
I'll pack up the equipment. Sure.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Weekend road trip. I like it.
Weekend road trip.
Well, really, in all fairness, I have pretty much however long I need because I'm taking fall quarter out of Clark.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah, so I'm just basically going to be working. I've set up my financial aid, and I tried to register too late and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so you're just holding off.
And until... it was my fault. I was being lazy.
Okay.
That's all right.
All right.
It's
one quarter.
Too, so.
This show's a bit special because we decided to do it a bit later in the night.
Just a bit.
Just a tad.
Because 20 minutes or so, or 50.
Because I don't think I talked about this in any of the previous episodes. I decided to go ahead and get myself a job.
Yeah, like, Renee's now the working man. He's joined the rest of us finally.
About time.
I know. I'm playing this song because we're doing the show late. Living After Midnight by Judas Priest.
Dude, it's like 10.
Good song.
Whatever.
You know,
the people listening to this
home at like midnight anyways. So.
The people listening to this in the future have no idea.
Yeah.
So exactly. Let them live their illusion. Oh crap! We recorded this.
We did.
No, we did.
We,
no,
what?
I said we did. No, we recorded the me saying it. Why don't you get my jokes?
Oh,
guys.
Oh, I was freaking out because right as I told you to record it, I thought you said you didn't record it.
I know.
I was going to shove this microphone where the sun doesn't shine.
I'm just mad
right
because...
Right up the old ass.
I'm just mad because you didn't understand what I was saying.
Okay, now I understand it now that it's now that I realize it's a joke. I thought it wasn't a joke. Yeah. I was about to be pissed.
Boo.
Was,
no, it's fine.
Beat the shit out
don't
of me.
You worry. We're fine.
Andrew's off in the corner. I was gonna kick the shit.
I
out
see
of
the I see the waveforms happening on the screen.
I know. I've been watching those. I'm like, just please tell me those are not just for show.
Are they real? I need to touch them. But yeah. So I'm working now. I don't feel much like disclosing the organization for fear of removing my anonymity. But
you know what? I'm not afraid of saying it. He works at a place that starts with an S and rhymes with Slaveway.
That's thank you. That was a good rhyme.
Slave way.
Go be a pop star now. Go do the next Gangnam Style. I want to see you. Like, do you think you could do that dance that guy was doing in that video that I showed you?
Was
earlier?
It pretty wild?
Which part of the dance? The one.
The
where
one
the guys...
where it looked like he was telling the horse to go faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that.
Oh yeah, probably.
I bet I could do that. I mean,
I didn't see this video.
You will
record a goal. It's pretty funny. All
right,
especially when the guy's standing there in his underwear doing something.
Yeah. So
maybe I shouldn't see this.
No.
You
got a lot of hot chicks in it too. We saw one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he starts yelling at their butts.
He does.
All right.
I'll point out all the good parts to you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry. It'll be good.
Yeah. So about this job. Like when you guys went and got your jobs, like have you moved up at all?
I can't move up any higher than I already am.
So you didn't get like a new you didn't start doing something else? Like you've been stuck doing the same thing the whole time. You've been doing bust surgery forever. And then
I've moved up. I've always been kind of the wheel polisher, then I moved up to the tire changer. Yay.
Woohoo.
And then now I'm back to polishing wheels, but I'm also changing tires.
Okay.
I'm pretty much the tire and wheel guy, and now I'm changing oil.
That's an improvement.
But they don't pay you anything different for it.
Nope.
It's all right. My pay is depending on what I want to charge.
Really?
I'm my own employer.
Oh, right. You're the self-employed one.
I'm the self-employed person that's working in the contracting business for buildings.
Right. But no, what I'm doing
is... It's pretty well. I've already made like $250 and I've only done
that's
5-6 hours of work.
That's
basically.
Great for you, man.
It is awesome.
Renee's jealous.
Especially because the people I'm doing it for are my employees and I don't have to pay them because they're the ones that are paying me.
I'm just happy because I'm still getting money, really. Like, I wasn't getting any before, so now that I'm getting some, now I'm really happy.
Okay, I've got a question for you guys.
Okay,
since you guys are working, do you have to pay for your own insurance?
Yeah,
like
have.
For car insurance?
Yes.
Yeah,
I was before when I even wasn't working.
I have since I got my license.
Okay, well, I haven't had to pay for it except for my bike. How much do you guys usually pay?
$50
a month?
Mm-hmm.
Like $300 every 6 months, so that's...
Yeesh.
Yeah, that's
even
like
more than I pay. That's even less than
that's
still only $50 a month.
Yeah, so about the same as Jared then.
Sorry,
I didn't feel like doing math.
My sports car is $130 a month.
A month?
A sports car? It's a Honda.
Hondas don't count as sports cars. It is when you can smash out the speedometer and keep on going over 150 miles an hour.
Hey, we're going to make sure Renee doesn't know what we're talking about, and we're going to talk about cars.
Yay!
Cars, yeah. You know,
Speaking of cars, pulled
the heater unit out of my Scout today, put in the new clutch and master cylinder.
I changed out the... Crap, I just totally spaced what it's called.
What does
the
that
valve,
mean?
The valve gaskets.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was a lot easier.
No, I don't. What is it? Hey, I don't know what you're talking about.
So I'm going to change out the exhaust manifold gaskets tomorrow when it gets in from Napa.
I'll help you when I get off work.
I don't need it.
Hey, I've got a question.
I've got all the tools.
Yeah, I got them at the shop.
I got a question.
Yeah.
What does it mean when someone, I don't remember what the part was called, but they ground it down to the rotor? It's a wheel thing.
Oh, the brakes.
Yeah, the brakes. Yeah. Turning the rotors?
Well, I don't know, because I saw a picture of this on Reddit a while
ago. Brakes get ground down enough, eventually you don't have brakes left, and you're just grinding metal and metal.
Well, that's the pads.
Yeah, that's the pads.
No, because
but eventually you also have to turn your rotors if they get warped or if they get scarred.
Well,
rotors and pads are cheap.
No, I can't find the picture. I saw it on Reddit
yesterday.
Not for
Ozzy's car.
What's on
Ozzy's
car?
Oh, well, the kid in there.
Okay, yeah. You told me about Ozzy's BMW.
Okay.
Is it, like, from the 70s?
No, it's 98.
Really?
So it can't be that bad.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad to me, even though I don't know what it looks like.
It's $120 a rotor for his car.
Why?
I think I can get it
for my truck for, like, 20 or 30, maybe 40.
Okay, but the reason
I
ask
good
about...
ones for my car for $50.
Yeah. Anyways, right? But the reason I ask about that was because somebody put a picture on Reddit. He was a mechanic, and he was talking about how some lady was doing a 5-hour drive into Toronto and had to get her oil changed because it was giving her the dummy light.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, the pads... this is what happened from what I can tell to the best of my ability, because I'm not good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind. The brake pads... were completely gone.
Yeah,
so you just had this metal part.
Yeah,
and then she was using them so much that the metal on metal action pretty much completely ground the rotor away.
Yeah.
Like, can that happen?
Yes.
Okay, because that's very much what the picture looked like to me, and there was a side-by-side comparison of what it should look like.
You see, we call that lady a dumb blonde.
No, we call her...
It didn't show a picture of the lady.
If you're a mechanic, you call her a lot worse than that.
Yes, you do.
I'd call it straight to her face.
I'd call it straight to her face.
No, because she still has to give you money for fixing the vehicle, right?
No, well, she needs her vehicle fixed.
She needs her vehicle fixed, and if she doesn't pay, then she doesn't get her vehicle. So, you know,
that's her fault.
She doesn't pay, then I got myself a new vehicle with good brakes.
Yeah.
I did. So,
yeah.
And it's not stealing the car.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. And you'd
hear it squealing before.
You would. You really would.
Yeah.
Well, I don't pay. I would never know, really.
No.
Is it like...
If you hear it
squealing... It's really obvious.
It's really obvious. Every time you step down the brake, you slow down, right?
Yeah.
Well, what if every time you step down the brake, you hear squeak?
Everyone hates you now.
Yeah.
Doing that... Oh my God! I'm gonna, anyway.
You're not gonna edit that out later.
No, I'm not gonna.
No, but see, that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, it is horrible.
If you don't notice that, you are mentally ill.
Okay, because there was I was reading the comments of that thread, and apparently this happened to some other guy in there, and apparently the cops got called on him because he was driving a vehicle that was possibly unsafe to humanity, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if your brakes break in the front, then you
kinda... Your brakes go out, you're hosed.
Oh, that happened to my mom.
Huh?
That happened to my mom, her master cylinder broke.
Her brakes broke in the middle of doing things?
She was getting off the freeway in Woodland there, and her brakes failed. The master cylinder blew apart inside the engine compartment. Yeah, just like boom, right out the side.
Well, I know what to do in case that happens. Like, I'm not even that dumb.
What do you do?
You use the e-brake.
Yeah, what happens if that was part of your e-brake?
Then
you're fucked.
Then goodbye to your face.
Downshift.
Automatics.
Yeah,
downshift.
Yeah, you could, cuz they have like a slot for gears 2 and 1. I know mine does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the party barge. I'm really considering taking out the back seats and putting in wood.
What is party barge?
Okay, you know your grandparents' Astro van outside?
Yeah.
Okay, it's that car.
Oh.
The party barge.
It's the exact same thing?
Oh, yeah. That's the one we took to Safe House.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
See, my version of that is called the party barge. Ben has the party van and the party van too.
And I got the silver bullet.
And I've also got the Beaner Mobile.
Mine looks more like a... My Focus looks more like a bullet than your truck.
Shut up.
Really? Like, yours is like the silver cinder block.
No, except, see, the thing is, mine will leave yours in the dust.
You think it would?
Drive a
every
Ford
day of the week, twice
Focus.
On Wednesday.
I'm not trying to upstage you here.
No,
I honestly don't know.
After this, and we do unrecorded gold, let's go test this theory.
No, actually, I can't
right now. My truck is... Okay, see, here's what happened. My buddy did tune-up on my truck.
Well, that's a bad idea right there.
And then he crossed some spark plug wires, and I finally got them figured out. And it's still running like crap, so I changed out that valve cover gasket. Still runs like crap.
What is that? That's not real.
You made that up. No, that is actually an actual gasket. You want me to take a look at it?
No.
Because now
I have a real mechanics at work.
There aren't any lights.
I'm an actual mechanic too.
But there aren't any lights outside. I mean, how are you gonna work on
his flashlight in my car?
Yeah, sure, but we're living after midnight. Remember?
This is true.
I just like this song. I'm sorry.
It's actually a pretty good song though.
I don't know.
Nah,
I can change
I'm just
oil.
Gonna get, take care of it tomorrow. I'll be fine.
All right.
You can change yourself oil? Though. Yeah. I can change oil. I'm not changing your oil. That's what
damn.
You were thinking
dude,
was going
I change
happen.
Oil all the time on the buses. Buses have 9 gallons of oil. And we have 3 drain pans that we have to separate it into.
You want
to
know something funny?
Huh.
Ozzy's dad's truck?
Yeah.
12.5 gallons of oil.
No, that's too much. That's
gallons?
Gallons.
No, you're supposed to measure that by, like, by quarts, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that's how you buy it in the store.
Yeah, you buy it.
No. For him, they come in 5 gallon buckets.
What?
Ozzy's
I am
dad's
learning
truck,
so much.
You know what Ozzy's dad's truck is, right?
No.
A Kenworth.
I'll be honest. I don't know.
18 wheeler.
Oh. Well, no, duh, asshole.
It's got 4
I even
oil
knew what
filters.
He was, you're falling behind, Jared.
Yeah, it's
you
like
are slacking in the world
to
of
trucks. Gallons of oil, and it's 4 oil filters that are that tall.
Okay, yeah. I can,
what?
Yeah. I can believe that.
Yeah.
That's for submarines.
Yeah.
Not
oh,
things
and that's,
you
that's
drive
not
on
even
the road.
Counting the generator that he had to put in because of California.
Ah.
Because California, you can't leave your truck running all night long and sleep in it, even though that's a better thing
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, well, in California, granite tabletops can give you cancer. So that's that just
that's
shows
true.
How much they know.
You know what? I could walk into California and I'd be doing 100 things illegal, probably.
Probably.
You ever heard of the California stop?
Yes.
Would you be doing that just because you're in California?
No, I do it.
Yes, I would.
No, I do it anyways.
I do it here too, but I
do
it in California.
Here. You'll get busted out here because this isn't California.
You know what? Whoopty fucking fine. I'll call the Washington stop then.
Oh, no, no, no. Washington
that's
stop
where we stop,
is like
burn out and take off.
No, Washington
stop. No, that's
stop,
just Michael Payne.
No, yeah. A Washington stop is like when you slow down and then all the lumber on your truck falls off and then you're like, oh, crap, and then you just book it out of there because you don't want to be pulled over for littering.
You know, that's not funny because it actually happened to me.
you want to know something funny, though? You want to know something
pallets,
funny, though?
Yeah.
That is a unsecured load, and that is a $500 ticket.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A,
you
it's a Washington stop.
I almost found that out the hard way. I got pulled over by a cop because I didn't have a tarp secured properly and it was just flapping in the breeze.
Yeah.
And he's like, you should go tie that down, otherwise it's a $500 ticket. I'm like, shit.
Based on all of these stories that I've heard from my friends, I am the safest driver in the world.
I believe that.
I'm an incredibly safe driver.
Hey, shut up. No,
because you've been in the car when I've been driving. Like, what do you think?
Yeah, I gotta agree with
I'm
that.
I'm a safe driver.
You
almost got pulled over by a cop. I have never even had that threat.
Oh, I've been pulled over like eight
times. Five times.
Yeah, I've been pulled
over
like
eight. Okay, you're out of the running. Get out.
Yeah, I've been pulled over like eight times.
I've yet to get
but
a ticket.
But have you gotten tickets for any of this?
Yeah, the very first time I got pulled over, I got a ticket. Okay. Haven't gotten
really?
One since.
I've never gotten a ticket.
I've never gotten
pulled
over.
Twice on military bases, even.
Yeah, you're doing something pretty wrong if you get pulled over on a military base.
I had my
lights
on.
Step out of the vehicle and put down the nuke.
What is your major malfunction, soldier?
What is your major malfunction, Private Pile? Bullshit, I bet you can suck a golf ball through garden hose.
That's a good move. It's not on Netflix streaming, I don't
what?
Think.
Yes, it is.
It is?
I've watched it on
okay,
there.
Okay, we have a choice. Either we watch Pulp Fiction after we're done with the show, or we watch Full Metal Jacket. But keep
Full
in mind,
Metal Jacket.
It's like, that's like 3 hours long.
I've already
Pulp
seen,
you
know I've already seen Full Metal Jacket. What is Pulp Fiction?
Pulp
that's
Fiction.
Same thing I said.
Okay, Pulp Fiction is a movie by renowned director Quentin Tarantino.
Who?
Quentin Tarantino. He's
I
also the
director. So what
he's
movies?
Also the director of Kill Bill Volume 2. He's currently wrapping up Django Unchained. He's also
done
Reservoir Dogs. I do want to see that. That looks pretty cool.
Let's hear it for Jamie Foxx. Blame
yeah.
it on the goose.
Yeah.
Catch a feeling loop. Sorry.
Wait. When does he do that?
Sex.
What? He sings.
When? In that movie?
Jamie
no.
Foxx always sings.
He's a singer, but not in that movie.
He always sings all the time?
He's a singer.
Yeah,
that's
every time you
profession.
Hear him talking, he's singing.
I don't think I have any Jamie Foxx.
Really?
Yeah, I guarantee you
I
have. You just didn't know it was him.
F-O-X-X, right? In
yes.
his name?
Double X's.
I don't have anything.
I don't think he's related to the Megan Fox.
Yeah, no, because she only has one X in her name.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
she's
his
hot.
Name his
she
name
is.
Is more like a porn star's name than Megan Fox's name because his has got two X's in it.
Yep.
If it had three X's, then you know he's in the business.
Jamie Foxx.
Like, that's how you say it.
Woohoo! Yeah.
It's on my birth certificate. But
I was born into the business.
He's also. What else did he direct?
See, I've heard Quentin Tarantino's name. I've just don't think.
Oh,
I've ever
and
seen any of his
Inglourious Basterds.
All right, that's got to be a funny movie then.
The old one or the new one?
There's an old Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah,
there is.
What? No yeah. way.
When
there really is.
God, I'm looking.
So
this
judging
up.
From your reaction, I'm going to say the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the new one.
I watched part of that. It was all right.
It's a funny movie.
1978.
It was really
what?
Slow.
Yeah. Directed
I told you, I
by
told
Enzo
you.
G. Castellari. It was an Italian production.
Let's hear that for cool names.
Yeah.
You want to know something funny? That's
what?
The fourth name that I would name my son is Enzo.
Enzo?
Enzo?
Enzo.
As like a, as in a Ferrari Enzo?
That's what yes. I was about to say.
As in like a Ferrari
I knew that
Enzo.
Was a Ferrari. I'm proud of myself for knowing it.
I already have names for my first three sons.
I've
really?
Got four names to pick from for my son.
What?
Name them after my grandfather. So Richard Paul Olson.
Yeah.
Enzo Andrew Olson. Hey you.
Hey you.
Uh-huh.
Hey! Come here.
Hey, and Mir.
Okay, that kid. And
yeah, and then oh crap, what was the last one? I was thinking about this
hey
the other
you.
Day. Crap, what was it?
I
was
going to
name it after another different car.
Bugatti.
Actually, no, it wasn't. It was, oh, Camaro.
Camaro?
Camaro. Just because I own a 69 convertible.
You only
Camaro.
Name chicks after cars. Mercedes? Come on.
Ha!
Shut up, Latifah.
Latifah.
Anyways, I got names for my first
that
three sons.
That broke me. Okay, go.
Scott, Victor, and Asher.
As in Asher Roth?
Who's that?
Or is that Asher
I have Church? Something by him.
I love college. Please tell me it's the unrated
oh,
version
that
of I
guy.
Love college.
No,
yeah.
I was going to play this one instead.
No, I just like...
I like this one better.
Yeah, I like the song, but that's not the reason I picked the name Asher.
No? But why'd you pick that?
Because it's cool.
It is kind of cool, but I would forever associate it with this man.
I would too. You got to admit, though, I would Camaro would be a pretty cool name for a guy.
That would be pretty sick.
No, I don't know. Like, it sounds
cool
now. I think
Hey
now.
You is more mean.
Like,
Hey
I,
You!
But
20 people
no,
come here.
Look, no, what
hey
I'm
you.
Thinking is kids are devious with names, though.
Oh, in kindergarten, you will get picked on for everything.
Yeah, if you name your kid Camaro, everybody's going to be calling him Hot Wheels for the first 5 years of his life.
It's true.
You don't want that.
Hot Wheels are fucking awesome.
Okay, Hot Wheels are cool. I give you that, but no kid wants to be called Hot Wheels.
Why
nope.
Not?
Because that they because want to be called by their name. They'll go, that's not my name, and then they'll throw the Play-Doh on the ground and then just go over to the corner of the playground and eat dirt or something. I don't know.
I'm gonna train
whatever kids do when they're bored.
You don't know kids very well.
Yeah, was you go hey, over there and babysit velociraptors.
Kids eat dirt, man.
They do.
I've seen it.
If they're not playing in dirt, they're eating it.
And making mud pies.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dude.
Try my mud pie. That one
it's
has a
better
worm
than a cream
in it.
Pie.
What? Cran? What?
Please tell me you heard that one, Jared.
Yes, I heard that one.
Repeat it, please.
Crazy weather we've been having, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to repeat that. That's a little bit on the...
Fine.
Probably it would need
all
to be
I'm
censored.
Saying,
unrecorded gold will show, tell
all
you.
I'm yeah. saying, don't name your kid Camaro.
Yes.
I urge you.
But Enzo is a nice name. I like Enzo.
I like Enzo.
Enzo would totally work if your kid was Mexican.
No,
Italian.
Italian.
Oh, well, your kid's not going to be Italian either.
Why not?
No, is he? He's such a good boy.
We always eat the pizza.
When you take away his Hot Wheels, he's so sad.
You but, do that way too well.
But you give him a back and he's so happy.
Even more sad for the Legos.
We are offending everyone.
It's all right.
Some Italian is like, motherfuck.
Motherfuck.
No one Italian is listening either, I'm telling you.
But they will on iTunes later.
Yeah, right.
You sure about that? I told the Italian exchange student about this show.
What? Really?
Yeah, we have an Italian exchange student. German
is she hot?
Student. The German exchange
is
student.
Is she hot?
That's the
is
girl.
She hot?
It's not important. Really.
Which one's hot?
None of them.
There's always a hot one. Come
we
on.
Only have one girl foreign exchange student this year.
Is she hot?
No.
He just answered that.
No, every time there's foreign exchange, there's one hot one.
No,
there's
gotta
never, be one
no,
hot one.
Jared, there's exceptions to every rule.
Shut up.
Okay, Emily was probably the last hot foreign exchange student girl.
I don't remember who that was.
From Sweden?
Yes.
Right.
I remember when I was a
that was
freshman
just an
or,
assumption.
I was a freshman or a sophomore and we had that German chick. So damn.
What? I don't.
You don't remember Emily Alkovich?
I didn't.
No.
I didn't know any
really?
Of the.
No.
I
do remember her.
No, I don't remember any of the. I remember the guy from Spain who was a foreign exchange student, but that was
okay,
it.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to show you guys a picture of Emily.
Why?
Because she's
creepy.
Fucking hot.
Well, that's good for you, but.
Oh, dude, I got a story for you guys. Speaking of smoking hot chicks, the other day I got a text from a random number. I don't even know the area code. Who are you?
Well, this is just wonderful.
I'm like,
who are you?
I'm like, well, this is Jared Williams. Who are you? This is McKaylee Kasky. Why are you? Why is your number in my phone? How the fuck would I know?
Someone else put
I
it in for
that.
You?
Or something. And then we got
Jared.
To talking, and then she turns out she lives in Maryland.
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 Anyway.
I had this argument with everybody else. It is Maryland.
Maryland.
It's Maryland.
Shut.
Maryland.
We'll resume this argument
what
later.
What was her first name?
McKaylee.
In Maryland! I don't know why
Maryland.
I did that.
Wow, now everyone's going to be the one hating you because of that.
It wasn't. I backed off the mic. All right,
so I'm going to finish my story now.
Anyway.
Go story time!
Woo!
Anyways,
smoking hot chicks.
Yeah, we get to talking. It turns out she goes to my church out there, so she knows a few of my... I have a friend out there that just moved out there.
So that's how she got your number.
Or something. I don't know.
Somebody was being your wingman, and I think it was that guy who went
or
to Maryland.
Girl.
Oh, no, it was a girl. Yeah. Jessica. Anyways,
okay, then she's helping you out there, Jared.
Or something.
Hooking you up on the East Coast.
Well, anyway, so I was texting this chick for a while, and I asked her, oh, hey, do you know this one chick named Alyssa? She moved out there a couple months ago. And she sends me a picture of her and Alyssa together, right?
Okay.
And I'm looking like, oh, yeah, that Alyssa. At least that's what I said.
Uh-huh. It's not the actual Alyssa, right?
No, it is Alyssa.
And okay. And then...
Alyssa's the
you're
one...
You're both looking at your devices.
All right, Alyssa's the one on the on the right, so she would be the one on the left with the puffer face.
The one on the left is
damn,
the one...
Damn, boy.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So the one
damn,
on the,
so you need to move to Maryland.
That's what I said.
So the one on the left is the one that doesn't
randomly
know how the number...
Yeah,
yes.
We still haven't figured that out.
Somebody was
but
helping.
Yeah, that's Alyssa. That's the other chick.
Somebody, like I said, damn, dude, boy.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I saw that. I was like, oh my God!
I'm telling you, someone was helping you out.
Or something, dude.
That's the only explanation. Like, you, somebody,
she doesn't know how my number got on her phone. I don't know. And I don't even care because I want her to come out here so I can hide.
Bang the shit out of her.
What's interesting is
I forget that we're on a show sometimes.
So
I'm just wondering,
we're all 18 here. We can all smoke cigars and cuss legally.
No one's gonna blame me. They're all gonna blame you
for what?
For the swears. But what
actually,
I'm
pretty sure they're gonna blame me because I'm the only one here that can make us say they're blush.
What I was thinking was how often do you go through your contacts to all of a sudden discover a name that you haven't seen before?
Well, she's like 16. You know how 16-year-old girls are. They always just say...
I really don't.
Oh.
I know my sister is like almost one, but I still don't.
Well, anyways, teenage girls save everybody's number all the time.
Forever?
They do.
They always want everyone's number.
Why?
Just because. That's what they do.
Because they want the feeling that they have friends?
Something like that. Well, anyway, she must have been going through her phone deleting contacts, wondering, like, oh, I don't talk to them anymore. Don't talk to them. She saw my number, like, who are you? And so she texts me.
That's Emily.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm pretty...
She's even hotter when she's in boots.
I'll say.
Because I'm pretty sure I know everyone. Put that away, because I'm trying to... I'm trying to talk.
You're trying to talk and
you show me pictures like that, and then my tongue just starts trying to swallow itself.
Yeah. This is coming from the guy that's got a lady friend.
Well, I'm sorry, but
do you have a lady friend?
We'll get into that. Let's save
it for another show.
No.
Drink.
Hey, I could have brought some of that. You know what I have.
You shouldn't have... No. You know why? Because that's just irresponsible broadcasting. Also, it's illegal.
Only during the show. We could do it during afterwards.
First of all, it's irresponsible broadcasting.
Continuing the subject later.
Mr. and Mrs. Rainier, you did not hear that section.
But all I'm saying is that if you have so many contacts that you need to go through and figure out whose names are what, and you don't know whose name this is, maybe just don't talk to them.
Like, I know, see, that's what I would have figured. But she randomly texts me, who are you? I'm like,
oh. How the fuck am I supposed to know?
No. It was just the weirdest thing, because I'm at work, right? And I'm like, and I get a text.
Oh, you're allowed to text during work?
No. So I'm sitting there, I look up, where's the boss? Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Daryl's not around. What the f... I was like,
who is this?
This is Jared, who are you? And I'm like, all right. I start telling the guys at work, like, they're, like, my coworkers, not my boss, you know?
So, it's obvious...
No, I'm still getting on with this. So, I start telling them, they're like, guys, do you know what area code 443 is? It's out east somewhere, I think. All right. Then I start texting her for a little bit. She's like, who... Like, this is... McKaylee, how did your number get in my phone? I'm like, what do I know?
You visited the Northwest recently?
Welcome to New England.
No, well, anyway.
Hi, welcome to Baltimore.
Shut up.
Hello, chaps. Welcome to England.
This is the Baltimore accent, home of the Orioles.
Please quit.
No.
Or I will shove that straight down
your
goddamn
throat.
I would
do no such thing.
Oi.
Anyways,
go Orioles.
Shut up. I'm going to finish my story.
Finish your story, Oi.
Orioles. Oh, come on. Finish the story.
Okay, well, anyway, so I'm telling the guys, right? I was like, I'm giving them like live updates. I'm like, All right, so apparently she knows a friend of my friend of mine that's out there.
I know a guy.
All right. Oh, she, yeah, because she lives in Maryland. All right, that's cool. Then we text for a bit. Oh, yeah, I wonder if she knows, like, a friend of a friend. Well, friend of my brother's. My little brother. Do you know Luke Monio?
It sounds like you're trying.
Yes, I hate that fucker.
It sounds like you're trying to.
I want to take my fist and shove it down his throat.
No, that kid's, the kid's tight.
I just have an opinion. It just sounds like you're trying to reiterate a family tree. Now, please continue.
He broke my tooth.
Who cares? Let's go.
That's your problem.
dental bills.
Yeah, well, anyways, you gotta pay Alyssa, Alyssa, the chick with the flannel or whatever in that picture, she dated Luke Monio, and then she moved out to Maryland, so they broke up. But I was wondering, like, hey, do you know Alyssa, right? And I'm texting them, like, all right, so do you know Alyssa? They're like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, guys, because she just sent me that picture. Check it out.
Guys, she's really hot.
They're looking like, all right, which one is she? Not the one in the flannel. Oh, my God.
I was like, holy fuck, that's hot. Anyways, like you were saying, yeah, she's pretty good looking, isn't she? Both of them.
You know, I don't know what I was saying, so... Yeah, we're just gonna
say yes and you're good.
We're just gonna end it on a high note, shall we?
Are we done already?
Yeah,
it's
for real.
It's really been a half. Holy shit!
Yeah, wow. we're starting to go over by like 2 minutes.
Wow,
whatever. Pretty awesome,
but who cares?
We're having too much fun.
Technically, we could go for an hour. We've got like we could go for as long as we want, but I don't know if we could actually go for an hour.
I've got a couple podcasts that are like 2 hour podcasts.
Yeah, man, 2 hours are hard to listen to. Really, like
I forget
what I'm hearing, and then I'll come back and be like, "What's this in my ears?"
Radio shows are the best.
Like radio.
Have you heard of this show called Drinking Made Easy?
No.
Okay, they have a podcast as well.
I bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it's like it's an actual
because that's what we were talking about.
No, it's an actual TV show, and then they have a podcast to go with it.
Right. Okay. No.
And
yeah,
it's
that's
legit.
What. Yeah, I know a couple guys that used to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
All right.
So it's like they have a.
Okay.
He's like, I just want to look at that picture more.
Okay, Jared's right, gonna go ahead and look at pictures of boobs. If you want, go ahead and...
Sorry about that.
I'm commanding you. Go ahead and do it. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIF Radio. Follow us on Twitter. We're TGIF Radio on there as well. Email us absolutely anything except pornographic materials at TGIF Radio
Show. Just because you said that, I'm probably going to send you something.
Don't. I do check that email. Like, it happens. TGIFRadioShow@gmail.com. We're going to do unrecorded gold.
Please don't log
gold.
Me out of Facebook because I don't remember my password.
We're going to do unrecorded
Melissa
gold.
Melissa updated her status and Jay, Denny, and Connor Wade posted in Slinkfest 2.
I don't care.
He's looking at my Facebook.
I don't know what that event is. Tell me about it later. All right.
It's, you know Chris Matham?
Not really.
Big Chris.
No, not really.
Crap, who else was in there?
I don't care. Go ahead and listen to Unrecorded Gold. Peace off, everybody.
Later.